happy people. Live your life, you're so contagious. We hope that we are indeed contagious too. Listening to the radio station every day. Do you pick something from this? We want to believe that our happiness is contagious, especially on What's Up Lagos right here. We want to believe that we are able to transmit some of the happiness or happy mood that we create in the studio every morning into your homes, into your car, into your life in general. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the rest of the world. It is a great delight that we make you welcome to another, another exciting rollicking time on radio with the Techers. We are the Techers indeed.
Check your time. It's 7 minutes past 10. Today is the 23rd of February, 2022. And it's a Wednesday. What a day to be alive. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad that you are also on the other side of the radio listening to us, keeping it 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome indeed. We kickstart the show as usual. For those who do not know, by having a feel of Lagos, and that's how you give us a situation report of what's happening in your neighborhood, or the Lungu, like I like to call it. And then we have an 11 o'clock hour every Wednesday, the Techie Talk conversation coming your way. And we also have the social media highlights, right?
That's right. But right now, do call us and tell us what is happening around your area. Do you have any situation report that you would like us to be aware of? The phone lines is 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
The number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages, Lagos. Don't forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And we're going to say cheers to life. And hey, guys, how was your night? Did you sleep well? I haven't been having bad dreams lately, and I'm thanking God for that. The ability to sleep and just not have any dreams is great.
We've cleared the cobwebs.
Yeah.
We cleared the cobwebs in the house.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened. And the thing about dreams is that the truth is, you know, it comes from some of the activities. You can't be around Lagos, live in Lagos and go on the streets and not have a feel, not have so many activities pre-registered in your brain that could lead to you dreaming about some activities. The weirdest dream I've had in the past was one dream. I dreamt that I was in a... You know, that last kind of dream, I'd be like, wake up and say, "God, what is this?"
Oh, God.
You know.
I should call you Joseph the Dreamer. Yeah. I'll call you the Dreamer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a telly. This one was in this Molue. What am I finding in Molue? What am I looking for inside Molue? Do we still have Molues in this Lagos, on the streets of Lagos? But I remember many years ago, you know, I would have to come into Lagos and take a number of buses to my destination. It's either I'm going to Ebute Metta or I'm going to the island, other side of the island, that's talking about Lagos Island. And then you enter several buses. Sometimes you find yourself entering a Molue just to get yourself in there. Now, the experience in Molue is pretty different. Now, for those of you who do not know, recently, by the way, the Lagos State Government, they unleashed some cars, lack cars, or whatever it is they call them. And that means in no time, you know, things like Molues, you know, all those buses that, you know, used to be an identity of Lagos, you know, will be phased out.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe just sharing this experience, we let some people know that, well, at some time in our lives, we had this experience in the buses. What is a Molue? But someone go and Google that. What is a Molue? Molue. Find out what Molue is. We don't know. But you know, one of these days, I took a trip. I was in the Molue, and that was not recently, some years ago. And then I just realized I'm used to entering buses that, of course, the conductor is a waiter and all that. But this experience in Molue is different. First of all, you have a number of people who are, you know, you see some people hanging at the door. You see a number of, it's so many people trying to get people to get into the bus. And you think that naturally, well, they are part of the conductors, or maybe they are union members or those who are there to ensure that people, you know, they load up the bus. But you get to realize that everyone has their own agenda. The idea is to get people into the bus and they can get in there and market their stuff.
Right.
All right. And then they take their turns. First of all, when the moment you hear someone say, "Let us pray," you know, no matter how short the journey is within this Lagos, it's right for us to pray, you know, commit our journey into the hands of God. They put some fears into your heart by saying things like, "Yesterday, there were two accidents in XYZ place. So let's not take this for granted." Of course, people's emotions are gathered like, "Yeah, you know, say quiet, a guy will pray one strong prayer like that. At the end of the day, you get to realize, and then you see him just turn to his bag and then open it, picks up one or two things, and he said, this one, it is with this particular drug, you can take care of your life if you need money. Or maybe you have the marketing something. And then before you know it, someone is also marketing. And then someone in the bus say, hello, sorry, sir. How much did you say? It's just 1,000 naira. 1,000 naira will give you. Normally, the price is 5,000 naira. And but if you can just give me 1,000 naira for the people in this bus, because I really want you people to enjoy this benefit. This is a fantastic product. It's foreign product. As you can see, it's foreign product. This product came from Japan. And this product has been tested. Let me tell you, no matter what you are faced with, all you need is, as far as you just take this product once like this, put it in the water, just dilute it, you are fine.
That reminds me.
Whatever it is.
Reminds me of when, you know mustard seed.
Yep.
How that, goodness. People were selling, just like you said.
Yeah.
They sell a drug. This one was mustard seed. I was in the bus that day.
Yeah.
A very long time ago. We're still very young.
Mm.
He was saying, if you are sick in your body, if you have whatever it is that you're going through, if you want to fight witches and wizards or whatever, the spiritual forces, just buy this mustard seed. Soak it in olive oil. Soak it in olive oil. If you cannot drink it, can also sprinkle it in your house.
Wow.
And
mustard seed.
Yeah. And he started using the part of the Bible that said, if you have a faith as tiny as a mustard
seed. Oh boy.
People can be so ignorant about the scripture. And then, they jumped on it. People were buying this thing.
People buy. Because it is well planned in a way that, you see that first person that said, I later realized, the first one that said, yes, I need one, I need two. They were all planted in the bus to make people want to buy.
Right.
And some people bought because they're going to mention what you're most likely faced with, you're dealing with, and perhaps you've tried many ways and no solution. So you decided, so you know what? Let me even try this. You never know. You never know. It's just 1,000 naira or it's just the other, make it 200 naira. Now, what got my attention is that someone said that he gave out a number that he was selling if you want to make money.
Okay.
If you want to make money through jazz. That is Babalawo. He sold
Wow.
He sold in the bus, in Molue. Oh, wow. What will the... There are even stickers. The guy had stickers there that calls so and so, whatever, for spiritual guidance on how to make money.
Indian temple.
That, of course,
the temple. Are we not saying this stuff on the air?
No, I'm just...
We're saying this stuff on the air?
No, I mean, these are things you find in the Molue bus. So in case you are listening to us from outside Lagos, we'll bring you the feel of Lagos. And that's one part of Lagos that you probably will not see online. You probably will not have any information except if you are in Lagos and you've had that experience. Mm. Well, in case you doubt me, as we go on the show today, I'm sure one or two people will call in and talk about the experience of the Molue. Molue, I'm not going to distrust what Molue is. Go on Google or ask your Nigerian brother.
Some people are already sharing what Molue means on WhatsApp. So we will take your message.
Yeah, great. But that's not part of what we're talking about. It's just something that came to my mind because I had a dream that I was in the Molue and I rejected the dream when I woke up. So what's going on? Mm. Well, I didn't wake up in a new Bugatti.
God have mercy.
Ferrari Veronica with the big rims on it.
Okay.
No. And I woke up I had a dream, Molue. Anyway, thank God I've not been dreaming anymore. But guys, that's how we kickstart the show today. What's going on in your neighborhood?
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. I was also going to ask, what do you think about selling people who buy and also sell drugs? In Molue.
In buses generally.
In buses,
Molue.
Yeah, in buses.
You know, that's not only there. I mean, those who hawk drugs, Scott. You remember these are things the late Dora Quinley. Was it Dora Quinley?
Yes.
Because she later became Miss Republican. Yes. These are some of the things she fought when she was in NAFDAC and ensure that these things were fought. But now, it looks like, man, your life is in your hands, as it were. It's totally wrong. I mean, people go there, talk about drugs. They even consult in the bus as it's going.
This is what for romanticism. You get cough, you get kata. Yeah. You do quack for inside balls. You do quack, excuse me, sir. You do, let's hear, excuse me, sir. Buy this one, ego clear, sharp, sharp. And you see, people will buy it.
Oh my God.
You know?
Now, there's a recent one that you find at parks, motor parks, and that has to do with a particular guy. I don't want to mention the name of the drug that he mentioned. ultimate insurance. In this girl, if you're the same, you will mention like 1 million things.
It's just one drug. One kilo.
He would talk to the point, just mentioning things people are going through, especially, oh, if I cannot perform in the other room, if madam say, hey,
oh, God.
I don't think it's safe to say that on radio this morning, but you know what we're talking about, guys? That's the part of Lagos most people don't know. That's the part of the streets of Lagos people don't talk about. But I think that these things affect our lives one way or the other. At the end of the day, there's just so much noise in the streets of Lagos that you can have mental problem if you go home at night or have a bad dream. Let's hear from Lagos right now, shall we?
That's right. The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes, cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
How do you feel?
Good morning, Call Andrea.
Good morning to
you. Good morning.
I'm the only person that calls you Call Andrea. This is Eben Praise from you. Like,
thank you.
Welcome, Eben Praise.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been trying to call since on Monday to share my story of what happened to me and the boss.
Okay. Oh.
It was a very serious thing on Friday. All those are pocket pickers. It happened to me on Friday. I was actually on my way from Akoka to Ikorodu. So somebody just entered around Obanuko roadside, sat beside me. I never knew he was there. Something that used to pick things from the pocket, not his hand.
Wow.
I just felt something was shooking my back. I was wearing jeans. So I knew something was going on, so I was waiting for the bus stop. I would come down so I can just quickly check my pocket. I was having almost 20,000 in my pocket.
Wow.
As I just alighted, I just stopped at K2 first. I discovered everything has disappeared. I quickly stopped the bus. I said, this bus is not going anywhere. I said, this guy has stolen my money. So everybody in the bus was like, how could you accuse somebody like that? I said, I know what I'm doing. I have met them several times in every place. So the whole thing turned to noise. I said, this guy is not coming down. Anywhere you are coming down, I'm stopping with you. You are going to provide my money. The guy jumped out and said, come and search me now. Search me now. He removed his jeans, removed everything. No money was actually in his pocket.
Wow.
But I was sure he was the one that took the money. So as he entered the bus, I think he quickly threw it on the floor before he came down to start removing his clothes. So he just now said, this is your money. He now brought part of it, about 2,000 something. I said, hey, now you are talking. The rest will come out today. Unknowing to me that the driver has picked the rest where the guy threw it.
Wow.
So I was still dragging with the guy. I said, this guy will not come down. So I entered the bus again. We're now going towards the Ikorodu side. I said, today you are going to provide my money. So after dragging, I was now contacting my friends at Awa. So that one said he was still coming around Jibowu, that I should make sure I hold him down by Agric or at the last bus stop. So when they now get to Agric bus stop, some people now came down. One woman now whispered to my ear, that is it trouble you want or your money? He said, if it's your money, hold the driver, the money's with the driver.
Ah.
I was just shocked. I said, wow. So I want to play safe so that the driver and the conductor will not play and injure me. I was getting to around 8 o'clock in the night, in the evening. So I just moved to almost the last bus stop. As I just came down, the old bus was now empty. Now remained me and the guy. I was telling the driver, I said, push me to any police station, in front of any police station around that Agric. So I was not, as I was talking, the guy was now telling the driver, I said,
wow.
He was not telling the driver. I was hearing, if like agree with whatever you want to agree, today the money must come out. I just dragged him down. He's an area boy, me with my small stature, but I was bent that this money must come out today. I dragged him, I quickly called people on the road. So people gathered and they beat this guy. Fortunately, the driver has driven off to the garage. So they beat this guy, they emptied his pocket, they grouped his clothes, they couldn't find anything on him. They said I should just let him go. That if they beat him till tomorrow, nothing will come out. So I was like, this money will now go. And now they let me trace the bus down to Agric garage.
Wow.
As I was now going, I now saw him turning and picking new passengers. I carefully entered. He did not see me. I sat behind the driver. I was still following up with the Awa that I was calling.
Yeah.
He said he was going to wait for me at Ojota. So I was still following up. I still paid another money to Ojota. The driver did not see me. I was now following up like that, back to back. As we got to Ojota, the guy was asking me, like, what was the color of the vehicle? By the time I checked, I thought that it's not a yellow bus, it was just a blue bus, and the bus does not have plate number. So as I got to Ojota, I just came down and I showed the guy that this is the bus, arrest him. So as he just got down, I immediately, the driver saw me. He was surprised how I entered the bus. He did not know. As I just saw me and saw the inner camo of the soldier, he just quickly drove past the SS. He almost hit the Awa. If it was on the normal ground that there was traffic, if not because of this fuel stuff, there would have been traffic to hold him down. So the Awa just used that. He started to break the glass. Since the guy does not want to wait and want to kill him, so we took a bite to pursue him, but we couldn't get him again.
Wow.
So what I've just seen, it was painful to me that the government could still allow vehicles without plate numbers to be operating.
Wow.
So the one was telling me that it's all these police people that do put buses outside. And police were that's for Jota. We called them to help us pursue this. They were just saying they are on their detour, they can't go anywhere.
Wow.
So before we could see a bike that would now follow. It was even another, the third police officer would now call that now pushed us. But the vehicle have already driven off.
Wow. So
that was, I've tried to call since Monday
to share your experience. Well, yeah, sorry,
it
man.
Was really, really painful.
Sorry about the experience, but I mean, wow, that's a common happening in Lagos, right? That happens all the time. Be vigilant. That's the bottom line. Be vigilant, and open your eyes, shine your eye, really. And indeed, we need to do more, better, especially when it comes to security in Lagos.
Absolutely.
That's the truth.
Absolutely. The fact that he had to even, my goodness, you know, he was bent on seeing it to the very end.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Okwankwanyi from the Gate in Lagos.
Welcome, Okwankwanyi.
I sympathize with that guy talking about the story. But the thing is, let me quickly correct his impression. He is wrong to say that he's surprised that the government still allows buses that doesn't have plate number to fly. Government does not allow them, and even the police kick against it. He should have been the one who opens his eyes whenever he wants to enter bus.
Yeah.
He should have carried the plate number.
Yep.
Those buses are used to call solo buses. That was what he entered.
So
that bus that's on the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's right. That's one. Number two, on the issue of Molue, I am not sure you do Molue like I do, because if you go to Ikeja and you are coming to Yamapaja, you are coming from Oshodi, it's the cheapest bus you can get. Especially at Ikeja long. You understand? So both of those people who come there to sell drugs, it's not as if they sell fake. No, they don't. One thing that I need you to understand is that most Lagosians, you understand, are due to those stressful people. They leave their house as early as 5 a.m. in the morning and come back around 11 a.m. at night. You understand? Sorry, 11 p.m. at night. So what happens is that when they go, they are mostly stressed, feeling pain and this and that. So their own pharmacists are the ones that would naturally come and meet any time when you're advertising drugs for them. That's what you see.
So you said...
Some of them that sell the other drugs used to tell her, but those ones who sell the main drugs, you understand? Most of them are natural chemists, you understand? Who don't sell in their shop, they will now carry their way, you understand? Take it to the bus or to display, and sometimes enter into the bus, really especially to sell. If BRT allows people to sell, you would have seen any BRT to them. When you enter BRT, you're going to see a sticker that says that there's no auction or selling or pitching in this bus.
That's right.
So they're part of the day-to-day activities and the lifestyle of Lagosians, because we don't have the time to visit doctors or pharmacists at night. So when you come back at night, your body is already feeling less. You want to take the regular paracetamol and Ibocap and, whatever painkiller. You understand? So that they can get up and continue their job the next day.
All right.
Well, thanks. There's some clarity in that. You know, you believe? But I agree with the fact that Lagosians don't have time to check their health.
True.
Most Lagosians, you're on the road 24/7. You're on the road to work.
Yeah.
You're on the road back from work.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to work, you're stressed and all that. A lot of people go through that.
True.
And you know, one time we talked on the radio and said, look, it's important. If any government that is going to fix Lagos, just start from fixing the transportation system really.
True.
That's like one of the things that has now become synonymous with Lagos. Lagos con, traffic con, Lagos con, the road con, Lagos con, bus. Different things have to do with the transport system in Lagos. Fixing that alone will help Lagosians a great deal.
Right.
If you don't have that in your next manifesto,
There was something he said that I didn't too. Yeah. That I we should know that they don't sell fake drugs. How do you know that those drugs are not fake drugs? How do you know that?
How you are?
Okay. But anyways, the phone lines are buzzing. We have WhatsApp messages, but we need to go on a break shortly. When we come back, we'll take your messages and also pick your calls.
Stick around, guys. It might take a minute.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. Well, it's 10:40. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Never forget that. Say that again. What's up, Lagos? That's how you scream when you call the radio station. So we're getting to the social media highlights. But first, let's let you know, we promised you that Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you'd have the treasure hunt. Yeah, the treasure hunt is back. Somebody, at least one person is winning 5,000 naira every day. I mean, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursday on the show. On this show and every other show. So, guys, if you haven't been a part of the treasure hunt, you perhaps are missing a lot. I'm telling you for sure. Not perhaps. You are actually missing a lot. And it's pretty simple to be a part of it.
That's right. Today, right, someone would be winning 10,000. Or how much is
5,000.
5,000 naira today. And then you have something to go look for right now on the website, right?
That's right.
To download the app, right. You have to download the app first. Now, this is how, and this is what we're looking for today. There's a photograph of a former governor of Lagos State somewhere on the Nigeria Info app. Remember, it is the app. You have to download the app.
Yep.
Search for it anywhere on the app. When you find it, click on it and fill the requested details correctly, and then you submit. First person to find the picture. Remember, it's a picture, a photograph of a former governor of Lagos State somewhere on the Nigeria Info app. Mm-hmm. And then if you're the first to find it and submit, you win 5,000 naira. All right? The starts, the hunt starts, it starts now. Okay, and it will last for 30 minutes. So make sure that you are on the app right now searching for the photograph of a former governor of Lagos State.
Well, it's only available on the app. So in case you don't have the app, you are in a long team. Go and download the Nigerian 4FM app. Why wouldn't you have it in the first place? Just saying, guys. But hey, to have us with you wherever you go, that's what you need to do. So download the Nigerian 4FM app, the Apple Play Store, or, well, the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, if you call like call it iOS. And if you're ready, well, go ahead, launch the app and play. It's that simple. 5,000 naira waiting for you just to find the picture of a former governor of Lagos State somewhere on the Nigerian 4FM app. And also, there's a quick announcement here just to mention. You already know that they are back to the DFAT debates. Of course, it's back and you'll be hearing the promo. Here is calling on, setting... person that's talking about Oye Titi Olua, the team of Abeg to Defy is trying to reach you. Your number is not reachable. You have to check your email and respond by tomorrow, or you would not move to the live rounds of the debate tournament. So please ensure that you are, you get to get that information. They're trying to reach you. They can't reach you. If you know Oye Titi Olua, of course, contesting in the Abeg to Defy debate. So make sure you get that and you respond to the email by tomorrow. If not, you might not move to the live round. So guys, if you know Oye Titi Olua, let her know. Let her family know. She's got a mail to respond to, so they can be a part of the Abeg to Defy debate.
All right.
Back to the show.
We have some WhatsApp messages we'll take quickly before we bring you the social media highlight.
Yep.
Let me see. This one's coming from Emeka. Emeka from Ikoyi says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I've been so sad since last night. A friend of mine we have been looking for since Thursday, only for us to hear on Monday that he was involved in an accident that happened on Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And him, some passengers were burnt beyond recognition.
Chai.
Oh, God. I'm bleeding with tears. He just married last year and left his wife with a little baby. He was coming to Lagos for administration because he is a pastor. May he so rest in peace, and God grant his family the fortitude to bear the loss. Wow.
Amen. Amen to that, man. Amen to that.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Really so sorry. Okay, moving away from this one, Prince Etita says, good morning, the Turkish. I used to enter Mulwe, but I never pay for once. When the conductor come to me, I will tell him my brother will pay at the back. It's a great experience. years, but we still have, it says, from Oshodi to toll gates. Okay.
Okay, from Oshodi.
Yeah.
You just bone in the bus. They ask you, should you somewhere? You don't look bone. And the guy was okay, let's say don't pay.
Solomon from Ikoti says, what's up, Lagos? Molue can be defined as a bus where 49 people are permitted to seat and 99 people will stand.
Mm.
He says, seriously, I really missed that bus. It's one of the fastest buses I know.
The safest.
Safest, he said. Okay, let me see. Another here says, it's coming from Olugbenga from Ikoto. Good morning, Teke Dimeji. I greet you guys. It says, Molwe, memories. In the 90s, from Ikoto to Yanopaja, where my secondary school is at then, Molwe used to be the only means of public transportation then.
Yep.
It says, we only have few downfalls, plenty drama inside the bus. So it says, there's hospital, there's church, and there's fights.
There's everything. fight, drama, many drama.
Okay, another is coming from Muyiwa from Bulegba.
Yeah.
Muyiwa says, good morning, the techie techers. There's a very lively, cheerful woman on my street who used a drug, got on a bus. Oh, she used a drug that she got on a bus.
Yep.
She's been very ill since then and growing thinner by the day. She's being a shadow of herself for the past 6 months.
Wow. Okay. Wow. What an experience. I mean, that's why you have to be careful. Check and be sure. That's it.
All right.
Really sorry about that.
More messages coming in. Let me see. This is Godwin. Godwin from Agric Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. My name is Issi. Okay, in your bond, Godwin. My area is peaceful. The only thing that happens here is I'm preparing for my beautiful daughter's birthday tomorrow. Her name is Divine, in your bond, Godwin. She will be 3 tomorrow. Help me celebrate her. Tell her daddy loves her. Thank you so much.
Hi, and Divine. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Divine. And then talking about the Molwe, he says, what's up, Lagos? Talking about drugs and buses in Lagos, what about buying snacks?
Uh-huh. expired.
On traffic on your way back from work, did we check the expiring date before consuming it? Most of us do eat this expired snacks unknowingly.
Mm. You know, when they asked about even the water we take and all that, there are a lot of things, really. Sometimes you just be like, now God, this is the person. I'm sure that's like the consoling statement that a lot of people in Lagos get to use to calm down, like, you know, now God they protect.
Abi.
Now God they save.
Abi.
God will help us. Those are the statements. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. Because you are like, where do you start from? How do you even check?
Right.
How do you follow? Have you ever left your change, you know, in the bus? Maybe buy something on a moving vehicle and then the guy takes your change away. I mean, for JJCs, you might experience that. If you've not experienced that in Lagos, that means you have been lucky. Because sometimes you just believe that, okay, the guy will bring your change. Oh, boy. You just collect that move. Anyways.
And Ozia Dinanati says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, the lie. Thank God for a new dawn. My look is calm. You both are very toxic. Or tonic. Or my every tonic. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I thought you said toxic. It says, you both are my very tonic. Talking about Molwe, I remember it in nostalgic.
Yep.
One tragic incident I had inside Molwe was the day my wallet was stolen. It says, you know now, boarding Molwe, you must show your legal skills. I never knew someone had picked my wallet.
Mm.
It says, that day was the day I told myself, this is Lagos indeed.
Yes.
It says, though I was born in Lagos, for Lagos, nobody no finish.
Nobody no Lagos finish.
Oh, okay.
That's straight up.
Right. And he's laughing. Thank you, Edoze Naji. Thank you, everyone who sent a message. So, straight to social media highlight. A certain video has been making rounds on social media. In fact, almost every blog has posted this video.
Yep.
But it comes to us to ask, is she wrong for saying what she said? Is she to be blamed, or the government, or, you know, the system? But I would play this video so you can listen to what this young lady said, and then you tell us what you think. All right?
That's right.
You just have to find something going on for yourself. Something that works for you. And school is not it. Just hearing it right now, so I'm happy. It's good news.
Why are you happy?
Because I have things to do, you know, I'm doing photography and I'm trying to relax because school is just taking up all my time. And obviously nobody's serious with school in this country, including the government themselves. So, you know, you just have to find something going on for yourself, something that works for you. And school is not it.
Okay.
Of course, certainly.
That came up due to the ASUU strike.
Yeah, she was reacting to the ASUU strike.
And that's what she had to say.
Well, by the way, in case you don't know, the ASUU strike, of course, they're on strike again. I know you say again. It's now like news. And the update on that is that the minister is accusing the union for the recent strike. They're saying that the union's claim about, they are not meeting their demands, that is unfounded, that they are already working religiously. He said they are religiously implementing, including the payments of their earned academic allowances through the Office of the Accountant General of the Federation. That's what the Minister of Education, the Minister is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, but Chris Ngige is talking.
Yeah.
And, but another, look at what that lady is responding to it. I don't know. Somehow, it sounds to me like, you know what? Man, we can do without you. We've frustrate our life.
Exactly.
And we have found a way out. And that's the position of most young people.
Most young people. Yep. Most university students right now are like, come on. My country would not frustrate me. I have my gift. I have my talent. Yes, whenever they are ready, we'll go back to school. But yep. I have to find something else, a plan B that will keep me going. And you see, I don't really blame her. Although she got some criticism somewhere. Yep. But a few people said, I mean, come on. It's not her fault. This is someone speaking, or youth speaking, who somewhat has been, let down by her
victim,
government.
Huh?
Yeah,
yep.
Let down by her government. And that's what she had to say. But what do you think about her thoughts? What do you think about this ASUU strike? And when are we going to have a university system where we don't need to go for a strike for, things to be met?
It's just baffling. As important as education is, we still do not pay attention to it the way we should. And yet we want change. I understand. And tomorrow they'll say, this is our generation nowadays, the children nowadays. Nowadays, sir, you went to free education, sir. Hello, sir. After your secondary education, you had options to go to London, sir, to go and study. All of you had this. Right now, what are the opportunities for the young people? Let's talk to Lagosians, by the way.
0700-993-993-993.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma.
Welcome.
I support that girl 100%. Now, these days, you don't have to put your egg in one basket. So students have to learn something else. See, the government is not serious, so that they cannot be frustrated today.
Right.
Strike. Tomorrow, strike. Please, let them find something else I'll be doing. When the government is serious, they will come back. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello? Hello? Okay. It seems like the phone lines are buzzing. Jamming. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Am I talking to the decades?
Yes, you are. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Okay, you know what, guys?
Yep.
I don't see why anybody would criticize that lady.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Why? Why would you do that? Yeah. I find what she said very realistic and comical. And now I guess the criticism will be from the angle of, it sounds funny, but that's the reality of what we have in the country. So she has skills, photography.
Right.
So face that skills, when you guys are serious about school, then we go back.
That's right.
So what's wrong with that?
Okay. Well,
I'd rather the government and this elderly people that you were talking about, take what she said seriously and begin to rethink.
Okay.
Where have we gotten it from?
Right.
These young people are reacting, and you're telling me you're
criticizing.
You don't have to do that.
Okay.
So it's for all of us to ask ourselves, where have we gone wrong? Where have we gotten it from?
All right. Well said. Thank you so much.
Hello. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Too much emphasis on university. That's why Nigeria cannot even go anywhere. First, technical school matters a lot. Our follow Novadu. make all of them they go university. May I see where university go carry them go. I'm a graduate. I want to see where go lead Nigeria go.
All right. Just look, no thanks. He's always on a para mode. But you know, there's some sense in what he said.
Mm.
But we need to go on a break, shall we?
Yes, we need to go on a break. We'll be right back. Stick around, Lagos. Welcome back, Lagos. 1 minute past 11 o'clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. We'll bring you the tech update or techie talk shortly.
Yep.
Before we do that, there are a few WhatsApp messages, some reactions as to what we talked about earlier. The lady who shared her her opinion on the ASUU strike. Okay, let me see. This one here is coming from Obeta Joseph from Shasha. He says, those who are criticizing the lady, what do they want her to say? For me, before all these old clueless people would frustrate our generation, let's join together and frustrate them. Okay.
Right.
All right. Another here is coming from Prince Young. Says, I support the girl because this strike is like audio to the ears of the government because they don't have their kids in Nigerian schools. Mm. Okay. Another here is coming from Emmanuel. Emmanuel's sending a message from Ijaniki. He says, good morning. Year one, they welcomed me with 6 months strike. He says, then final year, another long strike for 5 years course. So, wow. Wow. Wow, really? Okay, I think that's a few we have regarding social media highlight. Others are searching for the treasure. You can head straight to Google Play Store or the iOS and download the Nigeria Info app.
Yep.
And go there and search for a photograph of a former governor of Lagos State. After doing that, make sure you submit immediately. If you're the first person, you would have 5,000 naira cash.
Yeah, before the end of the show, we're going to announce who the winner is. So, guys, keep checking, keep hunting. Treasure hunt.
Right.
Well, it's 3 minutes past 11, and it's time to bring you Techie Talk. Yeah, the time is not later. The time is when?
Now.
Now.
We'll bring you tech updates first. We'll bring you tech updates first. We have this story coming from the... Okay, let me take this one first. Not from the federal government. Let's take this one first. Now, it is said that Southeast ranks the lowest in internet usage as 9 million Nigerians lose access.
Huh.
Statistics from the National Bureau of Statistics, that is the NBS, has revealed that the Southeast region, which comprises states including Abia, Anambra, Ebonyi, Enugu, and Imo, recorded the lowest internet usage in the last quarter of 2021, with 13.7 million users. This is even as over 9 million people in Nigeria lost access to the internet in 2021.
Now, the NBS data, which was released on Monday, showed that in the last quarter of 2021, Southwest region had the highest online users with about 41.7 million, followed by North Central with 26.6 million. Troubled Northwestern states had 25.4 million users, and South South is the next with 20.8 million internet users. Northeast had 13.8 million users.
Mm. Now, on the operator's performance, in the Northeast, MTN had 6.27 million users, and Globacom had 2 million,
mm-hmm.
Airtel had 5.2 million, and Nine Mobile had 240,787 users.
Mm.
In the Northwest, MTN led the table with 11.8 million subscribers, followed by Airtel with 7.6 million. And Globacom is third with 5 million users, and Nine Mobile with 854,698 subscribers.
Great. You can go to the MBS and get more details of how each network provider is doing. But that's the story. You heard it. And all the, are you surprised that the North East, I mean, Southeast, has a little, I mean, you'd expect that.
You know, when it comes
and
to...
And even the troubled Northwest.
That's what I was about to say.
And Northeast had more.
More than the Southeast. Do you think this is not...
The MBS is National Bureau of Statistics, guys.
Hmm.
If so, You could go on their website and ask questions if you want to.
That's right. So moving away from that story, the federal government officially hands over allocation for the 5G deployment to the NCC. Now, the federal government has officially handed over the spectrum allocation for fifth generation, that is the 5G deployment in the country, to the Nigerian Communications Commission.
Now, this was disclosed in a statement by the NCC signed by Dr. Ikechukwu Adinde, its public affairs director, on Friday. Now, the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Professor Issa Ali Pantami, presented the official document on the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum allocation to the commission.
Now, the NCC stated that the 5G spectrum allocation document was received by the chairman, NCC Board of Commissioners, Professor Adeolu Akande, and the commission's executive vice chairman, CEO as well, Professor Umar Gabra Dambata, on behalf of the commission.
Pantami, who also functions as the chairman, National Frequency Management Council, that's NFMC, commended the NCC's leadership for the transparent, fair, and credible 3.5 gigahertz spectrum auction conducted on December 13, 2021. Remember, that week we also had that conversation on 5G on Techie Talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're ready. We're ready for 5G.
That's a good step in the right direction. Of course, those who are getting the licensing, they're getting the allocation.
Yeah.
From there, they are going to deploy.
Yeah.
You know, and I trust anything that's actually driven by the private sector. You know, no shades whatever and no caps whatever. Things that are driven by, over the years, the private sector has proven to be more efficient,
More
serious about business, to be business-like in nature. Of course, that's what they are. Providing solutions and also helping Nigerians, even though, of course, they end up also, you know, taking advantage of the gray areas, as it were. But the truth is, they're doing better. And there's no cry. But what we need is much more public-private partnerships. All right. We need the government to find a way of matching up. I mean, in other countries, is the opposite. The government sets the pace and the private sector follows. But right here, it's the other way around. The government is pursuing. See now, see private university versus. No. You want to argue? See private university versus government-owned universities. No. You still want to argue? See private offices now, institutions versus
private hospitals.
Hospital versus Abi. You want us to go on? So I think there's got to be more collaboration, and there's got to be a balancing. There's got to be that disparity, that dichotomy. It has to be, you know, that difference. It's just too much. And the government needs to do more.
Okay, so moving away again from that story, NCC unveils support for Africa Next Confirm objective. This is good news.
This is great one. This is like the most exciting story today in the Techie Talk. And the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, has reiterated its faith in the vision of the African Next Conference, that's Africa Next, to co-create prosperous future for all Africans through collaborations, conversations, and programming that are oriented in harvesting, harnessing, and leveraging innovative technologies.
Now, the visualization and concrete actions of the Africa Next Conference are in congruence with the NCC's faith in the promise of technology to galvanize Nigerians, nay, Africans' development. Now, this explains our continued support and participation at the conference, which is now in its 10th year.
That's right.
And we would continue to play active role in this event, which takes place in Lagos yearly. This is coming from the NCC.
Absolutely. The Executive Vice Chairman and Executive Officer, that's the EVC and CEO of the NCC, Professor Umar Dambata, stated this during a chat with the Commission's in-house media team last week ahead of the preparation of the Commission's delegation to the Confab, which will hold on from February 27 to March 4, 2022. Now, remember that it was formerly the Social Media Week, and it's now the Africa Next Conference, and it is dubbed the largest assemblage of innovators from across Africa and Africa's diaspora and communities.
Now, as a consistent programming partner of Africa Next, the NCC has been a regular feature of the conference and festival. At the African X 2022, the NCC will take the discourse on 5G further in a more pragmatic context in view of the progress achieved over the past 2 years. So I think that a lot of Nigerians should be a part of this. If you are interested in being a part of conversations around technology, about 5G as well, I think NCC will be there to shed more light on the 5G.
Yeah, so that's what they mentioned, that that's what they've been doing at the Social Media Week or the African Next Conference.
Right.
Now, this is the height of the entire story. And like you already know, with the first DekiTalk Social Media Week session, or the African Next session, took place in 2020, where we had an amazing time. It was a very successful conference. For those who do not know, you could check on my page on social media, all right? And you could see there's a report about how that particular event went. Yeah, you could see the video. We discussed about some of the greatest conversation at the time. And then in 2021, it was virtual. There was no conference, of course. COVID happened, and it was all virtual. And then now in 2022, we're back again, ladies and gentlemen. The African Next DekiTalk session will be live indeed on the 3rd of March 2022. The 3rd is a Thursday. And we'll be hosting a session at the Social Media Week of like the African Next Confab 2022, where the amazing Andrea and I will be joined by another dynamic young couple that's talking about the amazing Aka and Claire Akani, who, you know, have been an inspiration to several several people often online. No, I mean, I expected someone to clap for that, really. Hey, waiting for me to say you clap. Clap now! Aye, aye, aye.
Right, so that's good news. That's good news. If you haven't registered, head straight to their website and register and be a part of it so you can see us live there. We will be discussing on the impact social media, or the impact of social media on relationships in Africa. It's a conversation we've been having here on DekiTalk, so we're taking it live to the Africa Next conference.
That's right. The idea is to highlight the possibilities and challenges of communication in the digital era.
Also, I want to find out how that the social media has impacted relationships in Africa in general. Yeah,
positives and negatives, and how can we, address the highlighted challenges and uphold the positives of the social media with regards to how it impacts our relationships.
That's right. So our goal, the major goal, is to discuss ways of promoting healthy relationships and family bonding in this digital era.
So hey, it's like using social media to build stronger and healthier relationships.
That's right. So you can join the conversation at the conference by registering to attend. Check on our last post on Instagram. I think Collins has posted already.
Yeah.
So you can head straight to Collins_Teke to find out more details on this conference. We'll be there live. How that you can register. It's coming up on Thursday, the 3rd of March 2022, 5 p.m. Landmark Conference Center.
Yep. We're going to be there. It's going to be great fun, guys, and don't miss out. Well, away from that, there's something I was going to say about this, but there is another story here. Away from that, by the way, if you're excited, you know where to go. We'll talk more about this before the 3rd of March and hopefully get to bring one or two guys to join us, because that's arguably the biggest assemblage. I love that word. Or the biggest gathering of tech enthusiasts and innovators from Africa and African descent across the world. And it's the 10th anniversary, so you know that it's no joke. Social Media Week, you know that it's a big deal.
Right.
And we're going to be there, and you are going to be a part of it.
So it's not just for if you're saying, oh, I'm not a tech enthusiast. If you're a creative, you can be there.
Yep.
In fact, if you just want to learn, you can be there, okay? Yep.
There's several reasons to go there. First of all, you're going to network.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you can go there to improve your knowledge.
That's right.
You want to go there for career improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to find business, to find customer, the people that... Yeah, that's the truth, because different people will be there, different agencies. It's one of those events or places that you cannot afford to miss.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, there's no capping in that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a young person. Now us is on strike, so cuckoo, there's no excuse. So find time or go out, find your future there. I'm just saying, guys. Anyways, away from that, there's a talk about IMF and The e-naira, the IMF is talking about our e-naira.
Yay. And the way they're talking about it, it doesn't seem like it's in a good light.
It's as if they are saying that, oh, this e-naira is good, but...
Anyway, let me start the story. So, International Monetary Fund, that is the IMF, says the expansion of e-naira for cross-border transfers and agency banking may boost money laundering and financing of terrorism.
So the IMF said that in its recent release staff country report titled Nigeria 2021 Article IV Consultation. Now, on October 2021, the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, unveiled the country's first central bank digital currency, CBDC, known as e-Naira. Mm-hmm. We also talked about that.
So the IMF also said the digital currency is envisaged to bring multiple benefits, including increased financial inclusion, facilitation of remittances, reduced informality, and illegal activities, as e-naira transactions are in principle fully traceable. However, IMF also said the e-naira carries macro financial, cybersecurity, operational, financial integrity and stability, and legal risk.
Well, we agree. But what is that thing that does not have risks? There's nothing that doesn't have risk.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm excited about the e-naira because look at the things it's going to achieve. First of all, the benefits include increased financial inclusion. Mm-hmm. You don't want to know how many people are in poverty because they are not financially included. You know, they cannot have access to funds. They cannot really, you know, transact with money. They only know one old way of, you know, transacting with money. And that is fast becoming a thing of the past. So financial inclusion is like a major conversation that has been on for the past 5 years or more. You know, it's been renewed. It's part of the things we talked about at the last Techie Talk session at the social media week. It was a major talk. You know, we talked about cybersecurity, financial inclusion, and social media for good in the last one. So financial inclusion is really major. And with all, of course, that's what the fintech companies are coming in to do. And this e-naira is going to achieve that on a broader scale. More Nigerians will be financially included. And, you know, financial inclusion is equal to prosperity, financial prosperity in many ways. So that's a good thing about it.
Yeah, there's another benefit which speaks about how that transactions can be traceable. And that's a good thing.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's some sort of security.
Absolutely.
And then you can curb,
you know,
laundering,
and
fraudulent activity,
as it were. But IMF is saying the opposite of that.
Yeah, that's the problem now.
But the biggest one is it would do away with informality. I mean, you know, there is that's informal sector. You see, for example, when the MBS is giving statistics about, you know, what is and what is not, especially when it has to do with figures and finances and what money is going in and out. That's the informal sector of our economy alone, the informal, the one that is not recorded, that people cannot necessarily say, okay, this the figure they can place on the informal sector of our economy. My brother, my sister, if you know how big it is, it might be contributing much more than the formal sector. I'm not saying, I don't have facts, but I'm saying that. So if that's going to curb informality and people who can bring those figures together, we can at least know specifically where we are in our economy. Because irrespective of all the reports they are saying about the economy, the reality on the streets, you know, occasioned by the large active informal sector may not necessarily be exactly what the statistics are saying. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. But if that's going to curb, take away the informality and bring the informal sector and the formal sector together and make sure that our figures are in one place, we now know what we have. Okay, this is where we are as an economy. And this is where, I mean, that will help us to spare and plan. Because if you do not have statistics of what you have, how do you plan? As it were. I hope that makes sense to a lot of people. But
do you feel some certain way about what the IMF says about the e-naira?
You see, IMF, as reputable, as respected as they are as an institution or as a body, they have also, you know, said things, they have predicted things that did not happen about the Nigerian economy. They have said things about Nigeria that are not necessarily true. Mm. So just like every organization, see, we need to understand that every single organization has the agenda. Whether you know
I was going
it
to say,
not.
Do you think that this has some kind of conspiracy?
I would
undertone of some conspiracy.
Because I'm on the radio, I will not give room to speculative assertions, all right? Because there's someone can hold me and say, Collins, where's your proof? Oh, Andrea, what are you talking about? But you can read between the lines. Mm. That's why I said, look, every organization, every individual, we all are filled with agendas, and the agendas are different.
Right.
So everyone will speak based on what the agenda is.
Mm. But
and from what they said, mm-hmm. it's just like stating the obvious,
yeah.
saying that, oh, it's beneficial. Oh.
But it also has its disadvantages.
Yes.
It also has its loopholes. And yeah. I think that it is normal.
Yep.
Every innovation,
yep.
every business, every idea has got its advantage and its disadvantages. It's got where it would be beneficial, and it also would have its loopholes.
That's right.
Right? So I think that they probably were just stating the obvious. Maybe
we take
reiterating.
As
yeah.
We should just take as an advice, okay, we're going to work towards.
Mm.
And that's what it is. But
right.
guys, are you excited about the e-naira? Or you are just there? Because there's this mindset, we say this all the time, there's this mindset about once something is not, it's from the government, you know, because of the reputation of the government, and it's nobody's fault, it's our fault, I don't know. Because of the reputation of the government, whenever the government is involved, people just lose interest and they just look for the negatives. But as you are getting more information about this e-naira and finding out a few things about it, do you feel sick? Do you feel calm? Do you feel good, like it's a good innovation? What's your thought about that? You can send us a tweet or a comment on WhatsApp to talk about that particular one.
Yes, we mentioned a few stories. You have an opinion about any one of them. Do you want to share your thoughts? We told you about the Southeast ranking the lowest in the internet usage, mm-hmm. as 9 million Nigerians lose access. Are you skeptical about that report, saying that Southeast states like Abia, Anambra, Ebonyi, Enugu, and Imo are recorded the lowest internet usage in the last quarter of 2021?
That's right.
Also, we shared with you how that the federal government officially has handed over allocation of 5G deployment to the NCC.
Yep.
We also shared with you the NCC unveils its support for African Next ComFab objective. And then we gave you our good news. Mm. How that we would be hosting a conference or a gathering or meeting at the African Next
session.
We're having a session at the African Next conference, the Techie Talk Live. And our focus really is the impact of social media on relationships in Africa. Love to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do love to see you there.
We might give out a few passes, a number of people week in, week out as we go on. But mm-hmm. you know, let's move on. And we're going to narrow the conversation down on our Techie Talk, our major conversation today, to something that affects all of us. Technology comes with its numerous or countless benefits, no matter the innovation, right? The whole idea of technology is to make what? Life easier. To make life easy or make it easier. We just find better ways to do things, including how we transact, how we commute, how we communicate, you know, how we do business generally. And e-commerce is one of those areas that a lot of people would say, well, thank God for e-commerce, the ability to go online and just pop, 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 type, this is what I need, pop, 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 pop. And, you know, and you get it, and you order, and it's your doorstep, they're bringing it to you. I mean, it wasn't like that. Technology made that possible, right? And the fintech, a combination of different aspects of technology made that possible.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we just want to find out from you, we care about the user. When we talk about technology, we usually pay attention to it from a perspective of the consumer. You know, beyond just telling you, oh, there are great innovations. Wow, e-commerce is doing great now. Oh, this is doing great. We want to hear from your perspective as a consumer. And that's why today we want you to share your e-commerce experience as an individual. Have you ordered something online? was experience.
All right. More like we're asking you, have you had the experience of what I ordered versus what I got? I've been in that experience. I mean, I've been in that shoe multiple times where that, you know, you're online and you see something looking very beautiful. There's a picture. You know, they put a picture up there. You love what you're seeing. And then you order and something comes, you know, a different thing comes to your doorstep. Come on, let's do better. So I saw a picture of a man who was lamenting on social media. So he saw a couch.
Okay.
And a certain e-commerce site. And this couch looked very good. If I saw it and I needed a couch, trust me, I would have gone for that couch.
Yeah.
And so he bought it. Paid for it online, and when it got to his house, it looked totally different from what was in the picture. And I felt so bad for him. Like, when I say totally different from what was, you know, seen on the website. I don't know if what the e-commerce company did was, you know, just to post what they...
Made a copy of picture somewhere else.
You know, this is something that looks like it, too. It's not like this is exactly what you will get, too. You know, something like this is what we're selling. Not exactly this, but something like this is what we're selling. So that we, so that buyers can know, or users can know. But, you know, the whole point of this is to find out your e-commerce experience.
My name now, lady.
Welcome back. In a moment, we'll be wrapping this up. So we're asking you your experience regarding e-commerce. Have you bought something online recently? Did you go there? Did you get what you ordered for? Because like we said, these things are here to make our lives easy. But what is it like, you know, engaging in this innovation? Have you had it smooth? Or you had a situation where you ordered, Andrea was talking about how that somebody ordered for a set of chairs online, you know, and the matter, when he got to them, and he was wondering whether he used to put the picture like that, I said, but oh God, this is not what you, and then what has it been like when you have that kind of situation? What's the customer service like from these platforms? We're supposed to have a survey, I don't know if it's online right on Twitter, to ask you what your favorite e-commerce platform is and why. All right, you also want to share that with us on the show because we have about 5 more minutes to do this quickly before we talk about something important that will help you as a person. You know, remember the lady that talked about the fact that, look, schools are on strike now. Right now, it's everybody carry your head on your neck, find something to do. So as it is now, everybody's a businessman. If you say you're not a business person, I just laugh because how are you surviving? Hello, good morning. Welcome to Techie Talk. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Alpha.
I'm good. Welcome.
This is Eze from Odogbolu.
Hi, Eze. Let's talk. Hello, Eze.
I'm here.
Yep.
The only thing I fear most, when it's time for me to... When I have issue of calling a customer care of my line and my bank.
Okay.
Because they don't used to answer me at all. You will stay online till you tire.
All right. Have you bought something online before?
Yes. I've been doing it every day. I'm a businessman.
Okay, you buy things online, like you order. You see something online, you buy.
A lot. Because I feel relaxed.
Okay. And what you buy is original. Request. You know, you don't have any worries whatsoever.
Everything now, there is a comma on it.
Okay.
You have to be very careful. Yes.
All right, have you had a comma experience?
Not really,
sir. Okay, lucky you, Eze. Thanks for sharing with us. 0700-993-993-993. Your e-commerce experience. Have you bought something online recently? What's the experience like? Did you get what you ordered for? You know, more or less like what I ordered versus what I got situation. You know, what are the things you won't advise people to buy online? Is it, some would say, man, never try to buy what you wear online. Most times it's always a situation of what I ordered versus what I got. Hi, good morning. This is Techie Talk. Who's on the line?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
Thank you. My name is Rebecca. I'm calling from Aja.
All right, Rebecca, let's talk.
Yes, my experience online buying, I will not mention the name of the online shop, but I saw something I liked. I ordered for it. And what came back was not what I really thought it was.
Wow.
And I didn't order for one, I ordered two. So I just said, well, I take what I see and I let it go. And then the second order, they sent a message that the order was ready and it was being delivered. We called, they gave us a number to call. We called the number, there was no response. We sent a message that we have called several, you have not responded, please call back. There was no response. The next thing was, we are sorry, your order could not be delivered. We are returning it to the seller. When you have not even come to us, we didn't see the order. And then the next message was, your money will be refunded or it will be put in your chat, in your account or something like that. So I think I've given up. I'm not buying online again. Wow. I'll just stroll to the market and pick whatever is there.
Wow.
That's my experience. It's been so bad.
Thank you for sharing your experience. Just like we thought, we care about the customer experience right here. Because, you know, sometimes we get carried away with all the innovations. Oh, people are launching different innovations. Now you can get these, this how it works and blah, blah. Everything, every day, new things are coming up. But what exactly do they deliver? What is the delivery like? What's the experience like? That's what we're talking about. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
I ordered something online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were selling perfumes and, you know, well packaged, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I bought that because I'm a perfume junkie. I love perfumes. I just buy perfumes, you know, for the fun of it. I ordered it. And when the thing got to me, in fact, I couldn't believe it. The smell, my daughter was like, Mommy, what is this? Mm-hmm. And it was horrible. I had to throw it out. You know, and the person could not even call me back to find out reviews because there were a lot of reviews. So I realized that those reviews are usually sometimes fake. People are saying, oh, these are nice quality, nice smelling perfume oils from all over the world, from Arabia, from wherever. And that was the review. So I found out that are fake.
Wow.
I had horrible experience. I had to throw out the things I bought and I paid good money for it. So
can imagine.
That was my experience. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Well, yet another sorry experience there. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Should I say, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, you have the right to say that.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's
up, Lagos?
Cheers.
Everybody loves love. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. This is my experience. People trying to get a product from outside the country.
Yep.
My son needed some tools that we used in our engineering class. So she ordered for it. So we were to get it at the post office in Ikorodu. They said we should drop something.
Again?
Said negotiating. This one is too much. No, this one is... Until we parted with like 5,000 before we could get those tools.
All right.
So that's one area the government should look into.
All right.
If you have ordered for something, you have paid for the shipment, why should the post office be asking for something again?
Okay.
Or if you don't give them, they frustrate you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate for sharing your experience. Of course, you can send more of your messages. Go on tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM, the hashtag TechieTalk, hashtag Nigeria Info WL. And you can also, we can take this conversation to the social media, no doubt. But check your time, get it right. It's a quarter of an hour before 12. And at this time, for the past 2 weeks now, you've been listening to the voice of the amazing Ezekiel Sholesi, who joins us live right now, representing LBA, if you like, or if you like, representing Limp Simple. And this segment is sponsored by Limp Simple. And we talk about business. Of course, this era of technology innovation, this era of, you know, business has really evolved from what it used to be. Come and bring money and buy from, you know, trade by barter to the... It's really evolved beyond all of that. And that's why to get the right information, the right strategy is key to, you know, succeeding in business. And he's an expert who has helped a lot of people achieve the billion naira mark as far as making money in business is concerned. So, hey, you want to stay tuned and learn a thing or two as we talk about business today. And this segment is sponsored by Limp Simple. Well, Ezekiel, good to have you join us again today.
Great to be here. It's fantastic.
But yes, I mean, we have yet another conversation of business to talk about.
Yes, yes.
We'll get into that shortly. But first, let's take a message from the sponsor as we proceed on the show today, shall we? Yes, indeed. Welcome back. And let's get into it straight up. The last 2 weeks, we've talked about business. You answered some fundamental questions about, doing business and building a business, what business is and all of that. Today, Issa, we'll continue with that from perspective of building a business, the kind of mindset you have when you're trying to build a business, right?
Yeah.
So let's hit the ground running. Let's hear you. So I'm here right now. I want to build a business. What should I consider? And factors that you put in place in trying to do that?
So if we think about a business, right? Mm-hmm. I think that the best way to build a great business is to build with an intention to sell it.
Hold on. To build with an intention to sell the business.
Yes. Now, you don't have to sell it.
Okay.
You don't have to sell all of it. Yeah. You might sell some of it, mm-hmm. but you have to build with a mindset that this business is going to be sold. So what it means is that you want to be able to build something that somebody else would see valuable enough to pay you a lot more to be able to acquire all or part of it.
Wow.
Yes.
So what would that do to you? I mean, when you have that mindset, what does it do?
Exactly. So if you have a mindset like that, then the easy question to ask is, if somebody wants to buy a business, what are they looking out for? What are they trying to buy? All right. And there are quite a number of factors, but I'll just talk about four of them today.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing is that there are four things that people look at. I'll list them out and I'll talk about them. The first of them is the technical capacity of the business.
Okay.
So whatever it is that you say your business can do, how well can you do it? Right. The second is brand equity.
Okay.
Right. The third is data. And the fourth is processes. Right. So the first one, technical capacity. If you are a pure water making company, do you make great pure water? Are you good at it?
Yes.
If you're a bread making company, do you make good bread?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to come to buy a bread company or want to be a part of a bread company or invest money in the bread company if the bread is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So business owners, knowing that people are going to look at the technical capacity of my business, need to make investment in that area.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that your business is supposed to be doing, whatever product or service, you must work towards being in the top 3% of that, of knowledge at that level, right? So if there's a training that you need to do, you do it. If there is, if you have to put your people through a workshop, whatever it is, but you have to be like laser good at whatever it is that your business is supposed to be doing.
Wow.
That's the technical capacity.
Okay.
Right. And then the second thing now is you figured out your technical capacity. The second is brand equity. Most people don't realize that, your brand is what you represent in the minds of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the logo, it's not just the colors, but it's essentially about what did you promise the people versus what did they get, right? And then also your ability to amplify the great parts, the great things about your business. Right. Now, a lot of companies are not that particular about their brand and they are losing a lot of money. I'll give you an instance. Take Apple, for example. You see that their logo that looks like something that somebody ate?
Yeah.
That logo itself has the value of that logo, just the logo, is $610 billion.
Wow.
So if somebody says, I want to buy that Apple logo, the person would have to pay. Now, Apple is a $3 trillion business, right? They would pay $610 trillion and billion dollars just for that logo. Right? But that's not what represents the entirety of the brand.
Yep.
Apple has something called the Apple tax. It's how people feel. I mean, everybody who uses an iPhone feels like they made it in life.
Yeah.
There's a sense in which they feel like they made it in life.
I still use the Android. I'm
exactly.
On iPhone.
That brand, that feeling is what, and Apple carefully orchestrated that. So the question for every business owner is, are you carefully orchestrating how people feel about your product,
perception.
Your service? Exactly. Because if you have high brand equity and somebody wants to buy the business, the brand equity has monetary value. They will be willing to pay some money just so that they can acquire that brand, to themselves, right?
Yep.
So the first of them, again, like I said, is technical capacity. The second is the brand
equity.
The third thing is data. Most business owners don't take advantage of. If anybody's buying from you, you need to ask who's buying, why are they buying, who are the people that are buying? Are they top class, middle class, low class? Who are my customers?
Yep.
Why? Because if you understand who your customers are, that understanding alone is marketable.
That's right.
Just before we started, we're talking about, yeah, you know, the station, yeah, and, you know, how the station are climbed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the demo. So once the station can make a lot of money because, mm, the station understands their demography.
That's right.
So if somebody wants to reach that demography, they know, look, we're the best set of people to reach that demography.
We have the data also to show.
Exactly. Yeah. The reason why Facebook is making a lot of money is because they have so much, they have more data on me that I probably have about myself.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So if I know what to advertise to me to keep me going.
Yep.
Exactly. So most businesses don't really take data, right? If you run a pharmacy, mm-hmm, who are the people? So I'll give you an instance. There are pharmacies that we're working with, and one of the things that we encourage is, mm, if your pharmacy is in an area,
yeah,
what are people mostly buying? Because if what people are mostly buying from the pharmacy will tell you what the prevailing problem is, mm-hmm, in that area.
Yeah.
So if you're in a highbrow area and people are buying, you know, the kind of drugs that, you know, yeah, doesn't really, it's not really curative, but it manages, like maybe, yeah, diabetic drugs and, yeah, all that. Oh, you know, oh, we have people that will keep for a very long time.
That's right.
Exactly. So, mm, you need to have, you data, need to be able to collect as, mm, much data. Who is talking to you? Who is calling? Who's buying? And the people that are not buying, why do you think they are not buying? The people, yep, that are buying, where are they buying? And the likes.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, we have to then look at our processes.
Hmm.
So I tell people that in business, it does not matter what works. It only matters what duplicates.
Okay.
What works has absolutely little value vis-a-vis what duplicates.
Yeah.
So for example, if I go out and sell a billion naira worth of deal today,
yeah,
it's good, but can I sell it tomorrow?
Can you replicate that? Can you have a duplicate of that?
Exactly. Can I replicate it next month? Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, if you can replicate it, then it's not really a business.
Wow.
You just got lucky. Hmm. You know, so one of the things that we teach at the Strategy Factory, and by the way, it's this Friday.
Okay.
You know, we teach that, look, if you have a top salesperson in your, mm-hmm, organization, like top salesperson,
yeah,
right, you have to find a way to get the knowledge in that person into everybody else, yeah, or else you have a problem. You have what we call concentration risk, right? Because that top salesperson at some point might be incapacitated,
yeah,
might leave, might get a good idea and go start a business, whatever it is. What happens to your business? You know, so as a business, we need to look at how are things done here,
yeah,
and can we document it? So that if somebody else joins the business,
yeah,
we can shorten the person's learning curve, mm-hmm, on how to be able to get things done.
Well, well said, guys. Four steps. Last week, some people said they almost wanted to break my neck. The man, well, you didn't stay long in the studio. I say anything that is sweet, you don't let it, you know, you just have a tip and you can always follow up as it were. But you said Strategy Factory is this Friday.
This Friday, yes.
Now tell us about that, Chris.
So Strategy Factory is a 10-hour workshop.
Okay.
And what we do is that we, you know, entrepreneurs come in and in 10 hours we're able to work with them, help them gain a proper, you know, understand business and, yep, also build a proper strategy, mm-hmm, for their business. Now, what we do a little differently from the others, mm-hmm, is we understand that most of the people who come have not probably been to business school.
Yeah.
So we strip all the business school language away,
yeah,
and try to communicate in English, mm-hmm, so that when you come in, you would understand.
Yeah.
And then you would also make it practical such that tomorrow, next tomorrow, you know exactly what to do,
right,
in your business, you know. So today's actually the last day to get into the class.
Okay.
But I mean, anybody that wants to get in or has a question for us can send their question or can call 090-9000-8887. Mm-hmm. That's 090-9000-8887. Right, okay. And then they can get to class, and or they can send us, like we did last week, send, yeah, us your business questions, and, yeah, then I'll answer via WhatsApp.
All right,
video.
The number is 090.
Yes.
9000.
Yes.
888-7.
Yes.
All right, simple number 090-9000-8887.
Yes.
So they can send a WhatsApp.
Oh, they can send a WhatsApp, but they can call the number right now. Somebody will attend to them.
All right, guys. I see the phone lines are buzzing. A lot of people certainly have questions. So just that number is 090-000-8887. That's the number through which can you get all the answers.
All the
we're almost out of time, as it were. I mean, we'll be here again next week, of course, to have follow up on this.
Yes,
key,
we will.
Key points. But guys, don't forget, you know, those 4 points again.
Exactly. The 4 points are to look at what people want to buy. You need to improve your technical capacity.
Technical capacity.
You need to deliberately build brand equity.
Branded critique,
you need to
deliberately
take note of every data in your business.
Fantastic. Who is buying? Why are they buying? Who,
exactly.
What are they buying?
And even what's our turnaround time? Every single thing.
All right.
And then lastly, everything must be in process. Your business must be process dependent, not people dependent.
Well said, Ezekiel Shulesi. I mean, amazing guy. Like you can hear from what he said. You know what to do. Send a message to be a part of the said.